Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
She takes it away! OG to the empty net! It's in! T.J. Washington and the Capitals are 91 seconds away from leading 3-2.
One of a bevy of critical TJ Oshie postseason goals along the route of the 2018 postseason for a Caps team that brought Lord Stanley's Cup to D.C. for the first and to this point the only time. TJ Oshie smack dab in the middle of everything. So many great memories of Osh. Number 77 in the program. He will be making an announcement today. We are speculating that it could be the end of the road. And if so, it'll be the first of many of these types of ceremonies in the years ahead. You think about Nicholas Backstrom.
That's a good point.
Eventually Alex Ovechkin and John Carlson. I mean, one after another, that core of Washington Capitals will ultimately be saying goodbye. And many of those numbers are going to be hanging from the rafters. But when I think about Oshie, a few memories really come to mind in terms of in-game highlights or moments. The hat trick the day after his father passed away, who was known throughout the hockey community as Coach, you know, lost his battle with Alzheimer's and was well documented publicly, right? Oshie goes out and scores a hat trick with two power play goals and an empty netter in that game and got mobbed by his teammates.
Yeah, it reminded me, honestly, of the Brett Favre Monday Night Football game.
Very similar.
Similar deal, right? Yeah, you just can't even fathom it, and it just somehow puts you in the right frame, something that most of us couldn't even process, and there he went and did that. I mean, just unbelievable.
Another one was, now stick with me for a second, because I'm going to lose you for a moment. You're going to get angry.
Okay.
But the night the Washington Redskins drafted Josh Doctson in the first round, that night, April 28th, 2016, the Capitals were playing in the playoffs against the Penguins.
Okay.
And TJ Oshie delivered a hat trick in a 4-3 overtime win for Washington. And with a 4-3 win in overtime, Oshie scoring 3 goals to give the Caps at the time a series lead over Pittsburgh was an all-time performance. Your arch rival, the playoffs, a hat trick, 4-3 win, overtime game winner.
That's pretty good.
You can't do it much better. That, with the hat trick right after his father's passing, comes to mind for me pretty quickly.
Yeah, celebrating Josh Doctson Day by scoring a few goals. I kid, of course. Yeah, that run, I think he was among the team leaders in goals over the course of the Stanley Cup run. I think in the power play was especially good that year when they won the Cup.
The other game, and this is just right off the top of my head, it's almost like I should have prepared a list, but do you remember when there was a playoff series, Caps Flyers, and Travis Konecny had been running around and had taken a couple of pretty vicious hits on Caps players. And the idea was he's going to have to answer for this when they drop the puck next game. Eventually, someone's going to fight him. And at the drop of the puck to begin the playoff game in Philadelphia, Oshie, who's not a fighter, And I believe he had one Gordie Howe hat trick in his entire career, goal-assist fight. The puck drops. He's out there with Konechny. Had already arranged before the game that they were going to drop the mitts. This would have been – now, that fight was in March of 18. So let me think about who he would have fought in the playoffs. I'll have to look at that. But right at the start of a playoff game against the Flyers, he gets into it. I think it was Braden Schenn. That's who it was.
Oh, one of my favorite players.
Yes. Braden Schenn, TJ Oshie, April 22nd, 2016, Caps Flyers. You remember this? So Schenn,
I do now that you say it was
dirty
Schenn,
hit
yeah.
previously. You and I, for 48 hours leading up to that playoff game, are like, someone's got to fight Braden Schenn. It's just got to happen. I know it's the playoffs.
Like, I would like to do it. I mean, I'll get my
– Here, I pulled up the highlights. You know what, so here we go. Off the draw, it's at Cap One Arena. So you got Oshie talking with Schenn right here. They're chirping. Oshie's not particularly a fighter. You're like, oh, they're talking a lot. Right off the draw, Oshie's kind of skating around and waiting. And then, sure enough, he's out at center, drops his stick in his gloves.
Finds him.
8 seconds into the game.
It says, here we go.
Gives him a whooping as a non-fighter trying to answer the bell for a teammate.
That twerp. Oh, not Oshie, by the way. Schenn. My memories before he became a Capital. The shootout, dude. 2014.
Still going.
No, it's still happening. The fisticuffs. 2014. Sochi. The Sochi Wackies. They beat Russia in Russia. Stick it. Deal with that. Which guy's going to shoot this time, Skip? Oshie again. Which guy's going to take the next one? Oshie. Is he out of moves? Nope.
What was the date of that? I remember sitting in my apartment.
February of 2014.
Kingstown, Virginia. Hadn't bought my townhouse yet. So this would have been 11 years ago?
Yeah.
So your boy was 24, 25 mm-hmm. years old?
During Sochi Wackies.
God, that was the best. Oh, because there's no rule like in the right. NHL where you have to go through your whole team one shot per person. So they just, you could send whoever you want. So they sent Oshie over.
You know, they sent was Oshie.
And over again for Team USA in that shootout.
And it was Kovalchuk for Russia a bunch of different times. It was a real shame that Russia had to lose that one. You know what I mean? Like, you feel bad when Russia loses. Not even a little bit. In Russia, God, that was great. I don't remember losing my mind like that. I mean, it's pins and needles. At any second, you could lose. Any second, you could win. And every time he did it, because he didn't make it a couple times, didn't score. And, the goaltender would stand tall on Kovalchuk or whoever else was shooting. But they were just going back and forth and back and forth. And Oshie won the damn thing. Oh, it was just so delightful. One of my best memories ever.
Well, that was at that time before he was the Capital, when he was still with the St. Louis Blues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I remember watching that. Having no real affinity toward Oshie. He's a young American player in the NHL. So like any talented, skilled guy, you're aware of him. You like his game, fine enough. But, you know, everybody fell in love with him during that tournament.
Yeah.
The same way you would have like a Jacob Slavin in this past international run during the All-Star festivities or either of the Tkachuk brothers or something. But for him shortly thereafter to come to the Caps, and he's the latest of a bunch of players that came over to the Capitals during their career who were good and became great.
Mm-hmm.
Like Oshie leaving St. Louis, I think that deal was for straight up for Troy Brower. And Brower was a really good player.
Brower's a good player here.
Wasn't like Oshie was a kid either. You know, I think the Blues had a feel and a beat on what they thought he was going to be, 28 years old. But he was 7 years into his NHL career. And at that time, his peak was it had a 21-goal season. He'd never done better than that. Points, he had one 60-point season. And then he came to the Caps, and he ended up, even despite missing a lot of games, because he's always dealt with the injuries, the back, the head, the shoulder, the, you know, all kinds of stuff, routinely in that 22 to 26 goals range, right around 50 to 60 points. But he just became such an important player to this Capitals organization as they drag him into the fight guy that made other people around him realize, like, what kind of investment it really took. If this team was going to go on a deep run.
A glue guy, but obviously someone that was skilled as a glue guy. You know, like, whatever you needed. What do you need this shift? A block shot, a great forecheck, an assist, a goal, to run a guy into the boards, a fight this time. Whatever you needed, that guy did, man. Always answer the bell.
Seen Brian McClellan, the president of the Capitals, here on site. I've seen Spencer Carberry, the Jack Adams Award winner and coach of the year. Ryan Zimmerman of the Washington Nationals just showed up with his family. The dignitaries are starting to come on out for the TJ Oshie celebration. We will have it live for you, this announcement, at 5:30 today on Grant and Danny, right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Into the dot and bringing it back now to the blue line and back down the wall. In front. Oh, she scores! T.J. Oshie from between the dots. 4:48 to go, second period. Sing it with me. It's 1-0. Oh, Washington!
Business is picking up on the Georgetown waterfront. Slap shots on stage, getting the people moving. Danny, I've never seen Danny shake his hips like that. He was fired up about slap shot. The Oshies just took their seats as we await the start of the TJ Oshie press conference. Just under 15 minutes from right now, a little after 5:30. You'll hear it live on 106.7 The Fan. This is a gorgeous day, but it's a really well-put-together event. We've seen many of the Capitals stream through here with their families. Many of them are actually positioned at the bar right now.
Indeed. So there you go. We know our way around here, this right. Mountain area. Yeah.
This is this Tony and Joe's bar. I've been here once or
they
twice.
They serve out sodas right there. I'll pick one up.
Ryan Zimmerman came through. We've seen a couple members of the Nats organization over the years. TJ Oshie's one of those guys that's got his tentacles throughout the DMV. Set up shop here. He lives here. He's here full time. Because of that, Danny, it's not that surprising to see people from multiple different organizations and teams all together to honor him. But there's actually a really big, nice, huge turnout.
Yeah, it's neat, man.
And it's amazing to see all the people with the different types of Oshie gear, the different replicas and throwbacks and the black sweaters, whites, the home reds. His I saw one of his pre-Capitals, not the Blues, but even amateur sweaters being worn.
Oh, nice.
T-shirts. Like, it's you could do your own little game of I spy with
spot the Oshie sweater. Yeah, it's a good bit, man. I love that. And the cool thing is it's again a dude getting his flowers, right? It's a great player who played really well here, who gave everything he possibly had, working himself through all sorts of things just to get on the ice, getting his really nice tribute. So it's cool for him, man. I'm glad.
We're going to be joined today by Spencer Carberry, who was just named the Coach of the Year, the Jack Adams Award winner. He's going to be joining us at 6. And then sometime right after the ceremony, TJ Oshie is going to swing by for a few minutes with us live on the Fan as well. And we've only had Oshie on, to my knowledge, maybe once ever. For whatever reason, he's been a tough guy to get on the air. He doesn't like a lot of the, you know, the interview attention. He's great in the dressing room with the media. I'm sure he's won the Good Guy Award or something like that. But in terms of, like, bringing added attention on himself by doing media, it's just not his favorite thing, it doesn't seem like. But that'll be cool because as a show, and for how many years has been one of our favorite guys. And I think we haven't talked to TJ Oshie maybe.
We did one at
2015 or so.
Well, it was training camp or whatever the day was when we were out there at Kettler. And they did kind of a car wash, had a few different guys come by, and he was one of the dudes. And I remember saying this, and it struck me with what Joe B was talking about when he joined us a little bit earlier, where I just thought Oshie was bigger. When he stood next to me, I'm like, you and me are the same size.
Dude, he plays so much bigger than he is.
Like, you play like a grown-up, like a man. Like, you're you know, 6'2", 215. You play like your Tom Wilson size. And he just kind of shrugged his shoulders. Yeah, I don't really know what to tell you. I'm not. He's just, he looks like a regular guy that you would see, walking to Pupitella in Clarendon.
Couple of news and notes for you, just to update you on everything going on in the sports world before we get ready for the press conference. The Packers have indeed cut Jair Alexander. Contract impasse got to a point where both sides wanted split irrevocably. They couldn't get the damage worked over, and patched up. So Jair Alexander is going to be a free agent. Washington, I wouldn't think, would be a player based on money and the fact that at corner, you're probably not bringing in another high-priced veteran. But there's going to be a huge sweepstakes for him. The Buffalo Bills reportedly tried to trade for him this offseason, so that's one team to keep in mind. And the Boston Red Sox are calling up the number one prospect in all of baseball. Danny, I don't know how much you know about this kid, Roman Anthony.
He's got a little power.
He is the number one player in the minor leagues. He hit a 497-foot home run on Friday. He's a 21-year-old who's been at AAA, killing the ball all season long. So Boston, after taking care of the Yankees in a series this weekend, calls up the number one prospect.
That is neat. Again, the ability of more and more of these guys. Every generation had like a freak of nature that could come up at 19, 20, 21 years old or whatever. And that was, you know, kind of this exceptional thing. It's now routine. With all the travel ball and all the instruction and all the coaching that kids receive, guys go through this gauntlet, players are better, younger now than they've ever been. It's incredible.
Lastly, in the NFL, the Bengals are cutting longtime starting linebacker Jermaine Pratt. Pratt was top 10 in the NFL in tackles last year, has been a big piece to that defense. 29 years old, was set to enter the final year of a three-year contract extension that he signed in 2023. They're going to take on a $2.3 million dead cap hit. But they are going to save $6 million in cap space. This has led to some speculation that maybe they're clearing some room for Trey Hendrickson. So we'll have to monitor what this means in the next day or two for the Bengals. But when I say Trey, his name, obviously, as a Commanders fan, people's ears should perk up just a little bit. But why else clear $6 million right now if you're not trying to get something done with Hendrickson?
And that's one of the things we said once they signed T. Higgins, where you go, how do you pay everybody? How do you do this? How do you keep this guy, and Trey Hendrickson? Well, this is how. You got to start cutting players that have played well for you.
All right, so we're going to step away, get you an update, a little bit of a quirky schedule you'll notice this hour, but it's also that we can bring you the entirety of the TJ Oshie press conference, which is starting as soon as we return. Joe Beninati, Craig Lachlan making their way to the podium. I see them talking with TJ Oshie, who is not wearing a suit, Toby. Toby made the case if he's not wearing a suit, that maybe, just maybe, he goes into the Fountain.
But it's white pantaloons.
Oh, white pants would make
the Fountain
tough.
He's not going in. He's not going in.
All right.
He's not going in.
No Fountain? White pants, if he goes into the Fountain, we got ourselves a story.
Then we have an issue. Then you got to have a different conversation.
The TJ Oshie announcement live on the Fan next right here on Grant and Danny.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. I don't know if it's been announced yet, but 7 years ago today, me and my teammates were swimming in that fountain. Celebrating an amazing time in our careers. Thank you. Oh, first of all, I'm going to be reading most of this, so I'm sorry if my head's down, but it's a little long. I got a little choked up just hearing these guys talk about me, so maybe I'll shorten it up as we get going so I can get through it. But thank you all for being here today. This moment is bittersweet, but I'm filled with gratitude as I reflect on an incredible journey. I want to take you through my career and those who shaped me into the player and person I am today. Man, that's already starting. Here we go. Okay. I was fortunate to have two loving parents who did everything they could so I could live out my dreams of being a professional athlete. You never forced me into anything, but instead supported me and encouraged me to follow my dreams, calling me your little superstar even before I could skate. It wasn't until I had my own kids that I truly appreciated what amazing parents you are. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to have to shorten this thing up. To my mom, Tina, and Coach Osh up in heaven, I love you and thank you. All right. To my brother, Taylor, sister, Tawny, thank you for all the road trips you endured. The long days at the rink, field, or gym, and the time in the stands cheer me on. Tawn, no one has a bigger heart as you. And Dick, you're one hell of a caddy. To my sister, Aaliyah, thank you for always supporting me through my college and NHL career. Even though you weren't under the same roof, I always knew you were there cheering me on every step of the way. I'm very proud to be your guys' big brother. I love you. To my in-laws, Dave, Lynn, John, and Alex, along with Anna and Will and little Mackie, thank you for your support of me, Lauren, and the kids. You very frequently put your lives on hold to help us with everything that goes into raising a family of six, and it doesn't go unnoticed. Thank you, and I love you. Thank you. We can hold them to the end if you want.
Please hold all applause.
Yeah. Thanks, Joey. To Seattle Junior Hockey Association, in particular, my youth coach, Mike Murphy, thank you for giving my start in hockey. To the city of Warroad, or Hockey Town USA, as we call it, thank you for welcoming me into your tight-knit community. You sparked my love for the game of hockey, and I can't think of a better place for me to grow up. To my Warroad teammates, Kyle Hardwick, Eric Olim, Josh Rodine, Ben Bankson, Tony Selvog, and Gabe Heron, you made me feel at home in Warroad. Winning two state championships together felt like it couldn't get any better. Thank you for taking me in. And my Warroad coach, Kerry Eads, your support of my family and your strict guidance helped not only my game, but my academics, eventually leading me into a full scholarship at the University of North Dakota. At North Dakota, I was fortunate to have some amazing coaches. Dave Hacksall, Brad Berry, Dane Jackson, and again, Kerry Eads. You provided structure to my raw ability and lit a fire under me competitively. I'll never forget Dave Hacksall pulling me into his office, complimenting my skill, but emphasizing that hard work ethic is a skill too, and that I could inspire my teammates with it. Those words stuck with me my entire career. My college teammates, I'll only name a few, Chris Porter, Brad Miller, Taylor Chorney, a former Capital, Ryan Duncan, Jonathan Taves, Brad Malone, Evan Trupp and Matt Fratton, and many others. We share a bond that will last a lifetime. Those times in the dorms and locker rooms, sharing stories and having the time of our lives are memories I'll always cherish. We got my agent here today, Matt Oates, with O2K. You, Dean Grillo, and the rest of the team were amazing. And thank you for your guidance throughout my career. You went above and beyond what an agency is supposed to do for a player, helping me through tough times with family and helped an immature kid navigate life and become a man. What agent plays words with friends with his client for 15 years straight? It's unbelievable. I won 80% of the time, by the way. Hey, Big Rig?
Cheater.
Before I got here, I was in St. Louis for 7 years. I'd like to thank Larry Plo, JD, Yarmo. Whoa! That's gonna cause a problem.
Negative. That's what I'm here for. Wow, fast hands. That deserves a round of applause.
All right, I think we're in order here. I should have stapled this or something. We got a first timer here. All right. Sorry, St. Louis Blues. Larry Plo, JD, and Yarmo for drafting me and believing me. To the city of St. Louis and the fans, thank you for 7 years of support I often felt I didn't deserve. It was a privilege to play in front of you. This will be a little bit of theme with me, but to the Blues trainers, Ray Borelli and Bert Godin, and their staffs, as well as my Blues teammates, thank you for making it fun to come into the rink every day. Special thanks to my big brother, Barrett Jackman, my partner in crime, Patrick Berglund, and many other St. Louis Blues alumni. You made those years unforgettable. Sorry. Here we go. One was out of order. Glad I caught that. All right. On July 2nd, 2015, I got a call from the St. Louis Blues GM, Doug Armstrong, telling me I've been traded to the Washington Capitals. Great now. At the time, there was a feeling like I let down a city and an organization, being on so many good teams and never finding a way to win the Stanley Cup. I was nervous, scared. How could I leave a team of trainers and players and fans who I love so much? And that weight, I'd say that weight was with me probably for the rest of the summer. Most of that weight was lifted a couple minutes after my call with Doug Armstrong, when I got a call from Capitals GM Brian McClellan. Mac, you're a man of few words, but in just minutes, you made me feel how excited the Capitals were to have me. Thanks for your belief in me. It changed my life. There are so many good people in the Capitals organization, and it starts from the top. Ted Leonsis, Dick Patrick, Zach, and your families. Thank you for what you do for the D.C. area and the Caps. Your love for this team and this city is infectious, and we as players followed your lead. When I stepped in the Caps locker room at training camp for the very first time, I felt at home. The coaching staff let me use every part of my game, my mind, skills, athleticism, leadership, and work ethic. I was finally freed up to just be me. Thank you, Barry Trotz, Blaine Forsythe, Lane Lambert, Todd Reirden, Brett Lanhard, and the rest of the coaches I've had the privilege of work with over the last 10 years. We had a little rough patch there, but Carbs got us back on track. Not sure if you guys have heard. Carbs, congratulations on the Jack Adams Award. Very well deserved. You and the rest of the coaching staff were awesome my last couple of years, and I really appreciated it. Some of my favorite people, the staff behind the scenes. I'll speed it up and just use nicknames here. Serbs, Roms, Murph, Briner, Brock, Woody, Dave, Cam, Jim Turn, Sergey, and Tilly. You guys never get enough credit. You've become some of my best friends, and I couldn't have been prepared without you looking out for me, the boys, and our families. Thank you for all the time you spend away from your loved ones so me and my teammates could be at our very best. All right, quick story time. After my first two seasons here, I was finally heading to free agency for the first time in my career. Free agency as a player seems nice, right? You see everyone get the big raises sometimes. I don't know, maybe get overpaid a little bit. Enticing, but I wanted to stay. I was going in for our exit meeting after losing to
don't say it.
The black and gold team up north.
Don't say it.
And typically you have an exit meeting with the coach, then with the GM, and you talk about your season, the team season. Clearly, if you didn't win, you got to talk about ways to improve and things that could get better. I'd done 8 of them already in my career, and no doubt this one would have been probably like the rest of them. But I wanted to do something a little different and do a small gesture to show how much I wanted to remain in Washington Capitol. I got a paper towel from the bathroom and a Sharpie, and on it I wrote something along the lines of, I, TJ Oshie, hereby agree to sign an extension with the Washington Capitals for blank years at blank dollars. I then signed the paper and underlined a spot for Mac to put his signature in. I guess my agent might have got involved because those blanks were filled in with maybe a little bit more than I deserved, but the gesture was pure. I wanted to remain a Washington Capitol. I wanted to stay here. Thank you. We're getting there. I wanted to stay here for a lot of reasons, but this is where it gets tough. Mostly because of my teammates.
Let's go.
Quick drink.
It's a very refreshing lemonade.
Yeah. Ginger beer. Man, what an amazing ride we had. From President's trophies, heartbreak losses, and a Stanley Cup, we've been through it all. I've been lucky in my life to be a part of amazing locker rooms, but the bond we have here in D.C. is special. It was an absolute privilege to go to war with you on the ice. When you read it to yourself silently, you don't get this emotional. All right. 30 years from now, looking back on my career and telling my grandkids about what it was like playing in the NHL. I'll tell them that my favorite memories was my time with you.
You got
Jeez. I know. I'm not. All right. I'm trying here. In the locker room, dinner's on the road, cards on the plane. Jeez. And Mario Kart in the playoffs. Those are the times I cherish most. I got the tattoo right here to prove it.
Not now. It's too early.
This one's probably going to be tougher, so I'll get through it here. Special shout out to Backy, O, John, and Tom. Joby, you might have to read the rest for this for me here. We've raised our kids together. We failed together, cried together, laughed together, grieved together, and became champions together. You four have a special place in my heart, a bond reserved only for family. I consider you my brothers. Thank you for accepting me from day one and staying by my side through it all. Whew. If you need to go to the bathroom, now is the time. All right. Caps fans.
Hey.
How can I ever thank you enough for your support of me and my family, like my teammates, either at Cap One or through social? You guys have been there every step of the way. I want you to know your support is not taken for granted. I hope I've made you and the city proud by the way I've played the game. In 2018, we celebrated in the streets together because we won the cup together. We felt your energy and fed off of it. You can't talk about Capitals hockey without mentioning our amazing fan base. You're a massive piece of my career, and it was an absolute honor to play for you.
Well done.
We have two sheets left. Large font.
No wind.
No wind. All right, to my friends and family, a lot of you guys are over here at the bar. Some of you guys are sitting down here. It's been incredible raising our kids together. In this area, you hold a special place in our hearts, and I thank you for always supporting my career, but most importantly, my family. Talking about people raising their kids with their family, I want to have a special thanks to the Backstrom family, the kids over here. Thank you. Nick, Lisa, Haley, Vince, and Elise. It seems like we've been through everything together. Life will not be the same for us without our best friends living next door. Through all of this and through all my career, I've had the five loves of my life at home waiting for me as I live my dream. Lauren, my beautiful wife. You've made me a better person and still do every day. Without you, I have a feeling my career would have been a lot shorter, or at least not as successful. You took a backseat to hockey most of the time. Especially in the later years when I was grinding through injuries with little left in the tank when I got home. Sorry.
Drink break.
All right. Hockey usually lifted me up, but at times it tore me apart, and you were always there to put back the pieces. My last couple of seasons were hard on you, raising four kids with an injured husband at home, who was on the road half the time, and playing games and trying to get my body in decent spot the other half. Your strength is unimaginable. You're an incredible person, wife and mother. Thank you, and I love you. To Lila, Lenny, Campbell, and Lucy. There's nothing I'm prouder of than being your dad. no game, Olympics, All-Star game, or Stanley Cup comes close. You are the very best part of me. Pops loves you more than you'll ever know. Thank you for being the best kids a dad could ever ask for. I love you. All right, in conclusion, back when in my younger years, my dad along with the other coaches would always put up a laminated quote on the door. The quote read, "Today I will give all I have for this moment may never come again. Today I will give all I have for this moment may never come again." That has always stuck with me because that is the only thing I've ever had full control over. No amount of skill, size, or speed could control how hard I worked and whether I could give 100% or not. That was only up to me. So to my family, friends, coaches, trainers, teammates, fans, and to the game of hockey, promise you this. The moment my skates touched the ice, I gave you everything I had. With that, after 17 years in the NHL, I'd like to officially announce my retirement. Thank you.
Locker, we were hoping this wasn't a retirement party, but we knew ahead of time.
Yeah, we did.
And we knew that this guy would do a brilliant job of entertaining a fan base that absolutely loves you. TJ Oshie, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.